The next concept is penetrance. I have mentioned penetrance a couple of times in the previous modules. It can be defined as the proportion of individuals in a population possessing the disease-causing genotype who express the phenotype. If the penetrance is less than 100%, then the genotype has reduced or incomplete penetrance. Let's look at some examples. Achondroplasia is an autosomal dominant condition with 100% penetrance. If an individual is heterozygous for the G380R substitution, then they are sure to exhibit the phenotype of short-limb dwarfism. DFNA1-associated deafness is also an autosomal dominant condition with 100% penetrance, in this case by the age of 30. If an individual is a heterozygote for the pathogenic variant in DFNA1, they will manifest disease by the age of 30. This is determined age-dependent penetrance. If you assess the phenotype in a cohort of elderly people, you will find 100% penetrance. If you assess the phenotype in a cohort of children, the penetrance will be incomplete. Retinoblastoma is another autosomal dominant condition, and this one exhibits reduced penetrance. 10% of individuals carrying a pathogenic variant that you really would expect to manifest disease do not. Thus, the penetrance of retinoblastoma pathogenic variants is 90%.